Listening to the National Radio Club's DX audio service for October 1987. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, this edition, we're doing it with quite a bad cold, so hopefully we can hack and cough our way through the hour and a half we have together here on the audio service. The NRC convention went off real well. We had a good time, put a lot of faces to names, as well as re-meeting a lot of people, a lot of you from previous conventions, and some of the new members of the National Radio Club's DX audio service. Thanks to those of you who gave us suggestions, and Mikey has several pages worth of work to do now to formulate some of that information. Everything seemed to have gone off real well, just a little bit of discontentment from a non-member, but other than that, a real good time. Where's the convention going to be next year? In Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, Mike and Bob will be handling the convention up in Milwaukee, and we'll have more details on the 1988 National Radio Club Convention when it gets a little bit closer. From Artie Bickley comes word, or I should say the following words, at KXAM 1440, and I hope that I'm pronouncing this right. Hello to Texas. Has signed on the air on 827 at 8 a.m. Eastern Time with an oldies nostalgia format. The ID is KXAM Helotus San Antonio. Also, KTBT 700 in Tumbull, Texas, signed on 9-3 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with an oldies format, and they are 24 hours. Thanks again. Go to Artie Bigley for information on those two Texas stations, which have just recently signed on the air. If you have an optical reader, you may be interested in this particular piece of information. New from the Publication Center, the enlarged type edition of the world-famous National Radio Club AM Radio Logbook. It's over 150 pages thick, three-hole punched, 8.5 by 11 size pages, computer-generated fresh when you order with the current station information. It contains the basic most wanted information on each station. It's U.S. $19.95, available in the U.S. and Canada to National Radio Club and DX Audio Service members only. For those of you that are not a National Radio Club or DX Audio Service member, it's $22.95. Overseas inquiries are always invited. Price schedule for overseas orders will be made available on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. And here's where you write to obtain your copy of the Radio Logbook. Publication Center, care of Ken Chatterton, C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, New York, 13661. Well, it's been a while since we've heard this music in the background, and that is our CPC test theme. And we have one CPC test here to report for this edition of the audio service. On September the 28th, which is Monday, KWSL 1470 in Sioux City, Iowa, will be testing from 0200 to 0230. The test will consist of polka music, Morse code IDs, and 1000 hertz tone. A polite reception report with a mint 22-cent stamp should be sent to Ted Mann, M-A-H-N, Chief Engineer, Box 1737, Sioux City, Iowa, 51102. And this test was arranged for the National Radio Club by Wayne Heinen. And hopefully on future editions we'll have more CPC tests to report to you on the DX Audio Service. On this edition, we have a lot of news and information, some good material, and on side two of this cassette, we'll take a look at convention radio. But first, here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch column. Jerry?
Hi, this is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. A big pile of call letters starts off AM Switch for this edition on 620. KNGS, Hanford, California, changes to KCLQ. On 900, WJWL, Georgetown, Delaware, becomes WSEA. 920, KKAM, Palm Springs, California, switches to KDES. On 930, WGNT Huntington, West Virginia becomes WAMX. 1040, new station in Flemington, New Jersey will be WJHR. On 1070, KHPN Plentywood, Montana changes to KATQ. 1140, KMJJ North Las Vegas, Nevada becomes KRSR. 1150, WQMR Skowhegan, Maine changes to WSKW. 1170, WWEE Collierville, Tennessee becomes WPLX. 1190, WWLD, Pine Castle, Skylake, Florida, changes to WAJL. On 1200, the new station in Chicago will be WMXA. 1230, WRLX, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, becomes WRRX. On 1240, WGGR, Hibbing, Minnesota, changes to WMFG. 1250, WQDE, Albany, Georgia, changes to WANL. On 1260, WMMM in Westport, Connecticut changes to WCFS. 1300, WJFX, Aiken, South Carolina becomes WRXR. 1320, WMHI, Coleman, Florida changes to WWLW. 1340, WKGN, Knoxville, Tennessee becomes WLIQ. 1390, WCSC, Charleston, South Carolina changes to WXTC. 1410, KLLB, Lompoc, California will be KTME. On 1430, WLCB, Buffalo, Kentucky changes to WXAM. On 1440, WAJL, Winter Park, Florida becomes WWLD. And WBGA in Brunswick, Georgia changes back to WGIG. On 1450, new station in Redwater Lake, Florida will be WWAK. KACY, Payette, Idaho will be KORI. And KEEP, Twin Falls, Idaho will be KEZJ. 1470, WSVA, Sierra Vista, Arizona changes to KMFI. 1480, WIXR, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina becomes WZJY. On 1490, KIKX in Manitou Springs, Colorado becomes KRYN. And a new station in Lancaster, New Hampshire will be WLGW. And finally, two changes on 1580, KPIK, Colorado Springs, Colorado changes to KWYD. And WSKT, Knoxville, Tennessee becomes WMRE. Applications for new stations on 890 in Rosamond, California, 950 Ensley, Florida, 1020 Macedonia, Iowa, 1580 Manti, Puerto Rico, that would be synchronous with WGFW, and 1600 in Dungeness, Washington. Grants for new stations, there were four new ones granted since we talked to you last. On 700 Reston, Virginia will be 250 D1, 1060 in San Antonio, Texas, 250 D3, that will be synchronous with KHJK. 1450, new station in Redwater Lake, Florida, 900 watts day and night U1, and on 1490, Lancaster, New Hampshire, 1,000 watts day and night U1. Couple applications of note on 900 WSEA Georgetown, Delaware, applies to change their day power to 10,000 watts, add 500 watts at night. And on 1590 WJBQ in Gorham, Maine, would like to change frequency to 870 kilohertz. Here are some grants to existing stations. 750 WBMD Baltimore, Maryland, reduces their power to 710 watts. On 840, KWDF Ball, Louisiana raises their power to 10 kilowatts. 970 KAFY, Bakersfield, California, raises their night power to 5,000 watts. On 1030, KJDJ, San Luis Obispo, California, changes their powers to 2,500 day, 700 night. On 1040, KIRS, San Diego, California, another new station not yet on the air, will reduce their power to 4,500 watts. 1140 WIXC, Hazel Green, Alabama, reduces power to 20 kilowatts. On 1170, KJNP North Pole, Alaska, reduced their night power to 23 kilowatts. 1330 WELW, Willoughby, Ohio, goes full-time by adding 340 watts at night, changed their antenna to U4. Couple on 1420, KTAN, Sierra Vista, Arizona, day power to 1,500 watts. And WAOC, St. Augustine, Florida, changes their power to 4 kilowatts. 1430 WRCD, Dalton, Georgia, power to 2,500 watts. 1520 WTRI, Brunswick, Maryland, raises their power to 9,300 watts and changes the antenna to D3. And on 1590 WEHH, Elmira Heights, New York, goes full-time by adding 460 watts at night, change their antenna designation to U2. Here's a quick trip down through the otherness column. On 660, we see that WXIC Waverly, Ohio, has now moved here from their former frequency of 1380. On 700, applications for three new stations all were denied in the same action that granted the new station in Reston, Virginia, so you can scratch off applications for College Park, Maryland, Walkerville, Maryland, and McLean, Virginia. On 780, WJKB, Siesta Key, Florida, this long-standing CP has applied to reinstate an expired construction permit. That application was dismissed. This station may never hit the air. On 920 WKLU, Midway, Kentucky, about the same deal. A long-standing CP that expired. They applied for an extension of CP and also for the reinstatement of the CP. That has been denied by the FCC, so there may be another station that never sees the airwaves. 1100 WGMM, Woodbine, Georgia. This new station is on the air. KELM, Madison Lake, Minnesota, also on 1100. They have applied for extension of a CP for a new station, and that application has been denied. On 1140 WCLW, Mansfield, Ohio. We passed through Mansfield coming back from the NRC convention and noticed that this station, at least on that day, was silent. And finally, on 1440 KQKS in Ray, Colorado, station is silent pending a sale. And that about wraps it up for another edition of AM Switch for the DX Audio Service from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. This is Jerry Starr turning it back over to, hopefully, a recovering convention host, Fred Volbe. Fred, are you still there?
Yes, I am, in physical spirits, but not necessarily mental spirits. But with that, let's turn it over to John Balker with a look at the travelogue. John?
Well, Fred, I'm glad to hear that you've completely recovered from the Labor Day convention of the National Radio Club, and you hosted it under the headline banner of the DX Audio Service. I thought you did very well, and what a wonderful opportunity to meet some of the people that have joined the club recently and others who have simply been names. These conventions are terrific ideas. Paul Burkhart was there. I had a chance to meet with him. He's a DX Audio Service subscriber, and I will be communicating with him because he came up with some wonderful ideas for recording stations on the train and some other things. And Mike Smith came all the way in from the Midwest, the further Midwest than even you. Of course, I'm an Easterner. And Mike and I had a good chance to sit and chat for, nearly 45 minutes the night of the banquet. So, Mike, if you're listening today, another tip of the hat, and how you doing? To get to the DX Audio Service travelogue for this month, we're going to be starting with the frequency 1080. Any of you who heard last month's remember that my son John was with me. And he lives in Valparaiso, Indiana, and one of the stations we'll hear on this tape from the 1080 air checks that we do will be the rival station in town. So I guess we had John on the right program. If he'd been here doing this particular one, I don't know what he would have said. We'll start with 1080 on the dial on the DX Audio Service. Remember, these are air checks that a number of people have contributed to all around the country, people from the DX Audio Service and others in my own family and just plain friends and NRC members. So If you hear a call sign that's changed, you let me know. And if you have a cassette recorder, you can send me a copy of any changed call signs or a station in your town that isn't on this tape that you're about to hear for the frequencies that we cover tonight. You give me an air check, and we'll put it in the DX Audio Service with your name right beside it. Here we go, 1080 on the dial for the DX Audio Service for October 1987.
Good morning.
WKLO.
Jack Crawford, KLO News.
WEEP,
for WKGX News, this is Bob Stewart.
It's 1 o'clock in Valparaiso and 79 degrees downtown at First Federal Savings and Loan, also Valparaiso. 90% chance of rain with thunderstorms for this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. Highs this afternoon will be in the low 70s, and lows tonight will be in the mid to upper 60s. Highs tomorrow in the low 70s, and easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon and continuing through tonight. The Indiana Extended Outlook for Wednesday through Thursday, for Friday rather, is calling for cooler temperatures with a chance of showers and thundershowers Wednesday and Thursday. Currently and officially here at the WNWI studios on the campuses of Valparaiso Technical Institute, 80 degrees.
1080 is what you're listening to. WNWI.
Under cloudy skies, it's 85 degrees at Marietta's WBIE. It's 6:10, and this is Earth, Wind, and Fire.
This is Bill Henry. Join me for Strictly Sports on WTIC in Hartford, the sound of service for southern New England.
It's 11 o'clock.
Florida Network meteorologist Alan Archer.
You're tuned to 1080 on your AM dial, WFIVE Kissimmee. Soon, twice the power.
Mutual News. Britain this morning received a vote of...
...at 30 miles an hour right now. Partly cloudy, 60 degrees at News Radio 1080. Marshall Loeb talks about how to find the right neighborhood for your new home. Your dollars this morning at 1025 on News Radio 1080, KRLD, Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm Phil Adler at 7 o'clock.
With the 6th Fleet nearby, Libya denounces terrorism.
10:30 at WOAP Owosso, partly sunny skies.
We're Radio 1080, WUFO, Amherst, Buffalo.
And, well, that's the 1080 tape for the DX Audio Service as we have it, at least as of September of 1987. Some of those IDs go back to 1971, some that I recorded myself. The WEEP was, I see, in April of 71, and what else? We had another one there, too. WKLO, that goes back to March of 1971. So I do have fun traveling around the country picking up some of these, and what I can tell you is that at the trip to Lima, Ohio, from New Jersey at my home, I had 7 tape recorders and radios with me, and yes, it was a lot of fun. But when I actually check out the new stations that I was able to pick up, rather than just improvements on some of the earlier ones that I had, these air checks that I'm talking about, there were only 37 new stations that I picked up. Well, I say only, I don't know. It gets a little tougher when you're only a few hundred miles from home, having been doing this for, 1.5 decades, actually. But it's still a lot of fun, and it's a living hobby, as I tell you every month. What do you say we move on now with the 1090 air check tape on the DX Audio Service?
Metro Detroit's information station, WCAR, 1090 AM, Livonia, Detroit.
Wholesome programs for the whole family are heard right here on Christian Family Radio. WFCV, Fort Wayne, AM Radio 1090.
4 minutes after 1 o'clock, you're listening to WAQE AM 1090 FM 98 in Rice Lake. A fine, fine afternoon going for us here. Clear skies, lots of blue coming through, 67 degrees, southeasterly wind.
This is WIOD in Boston.
Oh,
o'clock p.m. on WFWR.
In Fort Wayne.
This is Trooper Van Dyne of the Arkansas State Police speaking to you from KAAY. Thank you for
Clear
listening.
Clear channel, 50,000 watt KAAY, Little Rock.
KEXS, Excelsior Springs, Missouri.
Listen to Back to the Bible on Fort Wayne Radio 1090, WFCV.
In touch with great Orioles from the past Friday evening at 6:30 on Radio 11 WBAL Baltimore. A verdict in the John DeLorean trial.
Radio 11 WBAL.
XEPRS Rosarito, Baja California.
Au cadran CHRS Longueuil, tout pour vous faire passer un très agréable été.
WGLC, AM and FM, Mendota, Illinois.
Well, that's the 1090 tape as we have it at the DX Audio Service, and it sure needs an awful lot of editing. Oh boy, I learned long ago, never apologize. We're lucky to have some of these because some of them, of course, you can't. We won't ever get back because the call signs have changed and the whole situation has changed. Some of them have even changed frequencies. Just to note, the WMWM singing ID, I don't think they're probably using that same jingle because that was back in early 1971. Some of the others, the WTIC ID, I can assure you, they're still using the V for victory symbol that they started during World War II, the for the time signal. The only complaints they ever had, they shrugged off, people saying they didn't know how to set their watch, whether it should be to the first note of the V or the last note of the V. And so they did establish during World War II, although they thought it was silly, as do I, they made the last note, the lower note, is the exact time. So whether they're adhering to that strictly or not, I would rather expect they are. As a matter of fact, they have used that signal really because it's so well known. And the fact that it is drawing mail from all over the world because people pick up that signal anywhere in the world. And at 1080 on the dial, that's no real trick at 50,000 watts. They have two little towers that are strangely are mounted up on a mountain. And the WTIC FM antennas are not mounted on top of their AM sticks. So there's no reason to have an AM antenna up on top of a mountain. As you know, you want the antenna to be sort of in a marshy, swampy land, which it is not, up on top of Avon Mountain in Avon, Connecticut. The two towers are tall, and they're quite close together. The only other station I've ever seen, maybe Jerry Starr can comment on this, that has tall towers close together is WTOP in Washington, surprisingly close together. You wonder how they get any directional characteristics at all. But they sure do. Let's move on now to the 1100 tape on the DX Audio Service for October 1987.
WHLI, Hempstead, New York.
KFAX, San Francisco.
From the studios of the People's Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas, it's time for the Family Altar program with Brother Lester Roloff.
You're listening to the radio home of your Cleveland Indians, WWWE Cleveland, 3WE for Northeast Ohio.
84 degrees at Cleveland Hopkins International, mostly sunny at 3 o'clock.
NBC Radio News. This is Don Blair reporting.
Short and sweet for the 1100 tape. But where I've been in my life with recorders available, I have not had the opportunity to record too many stations at 1100 on the dial. So perhaps where you live there are some that you haven't heard here. You let me know. I'd love to hear from you. As with the whole DX Audio Service. Okay, incidentally, WKYC is one of the major disappointments which I cannot undo, because I worked for the National Broadcasting Company for so many years, and at this very moment I continue to do so as a consultant. And there was WKYC, Big as Life, and of course I had completely missed WTAM, although I was doing this hobby back in the days that WTAM in Cleveland existed at 1100 on the dial. And then they changed call signs to WKYC, and I recorded that just sort of matter-of-factly waiting at the airport to fly home one day. That ID that you heard of, what's her name, Twiggy there? No, singing Don't Sleep in the Subway. And I thought, you know, Nick, I got to get WKYC. And would you believe it, 2 weeks later they changed their call and I missed it completely. And I went to them and asked if they had any air checks of the station, and I just couldn't get my hands on any. A lot of stations are that way, even for their employees. 1110 tape is very interesting. There are two things. I'm going to interrupt it partway through just to show you how not to save station breaks the way I was doing it, 12, 15 years ago. But notice one thing. Notice how many of the stations at 1110 on the dial seem to have religion as their main themes. Here we go. 1110 air checks.
This is the one. Gospel Highway 11. WNAP, Norristown, Philadelphia.
Zimbabwe eliminates house seats. I'm Derek Davis, NBN News. You're listening to WJSM, AM and FM, Martinsburg, Altoona.
That's the lovely Connie Eden with a lovely song called Leave Me, number 15 this week. This is WELX 1110 Radio from Xenia, Ohio, the time 1:30.
WNAR, dial 1110, Norristown.
If it's news, you'll hear it right here on WTBQ Warwick. Whether you live in New Milford, Fort Jervis, keep tuned to 1110 Radio, serving the great Twin State area.
We're having a bumpy year here in 72 with WHIM, WHIM-FM, Providence, Rhode Island.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Tom McMurray Show, produced exclusively for WBT Charlotte.
Now, forgive me, please. You mentioned I was going to interrupt this tape, and I will. It turns out that when I was repackaging a whole bunch of raw data tapes, and what I mean by that is I take these cassettes with me, and when I come back home, after making recordings of stations all around the country, I compile them onto a master cassette so I don't have, you know, lots and lots of waste tape and things like that. In compiling that tape, I made a backup copy of each, which I sent out to my son, who at that time was attending school in Valparaiso, Indiana. And just in the past 3 weeks, I got in touch with him and said, hey, I need the backup tape because something that I cut out of my main tape, I think I left on the backup tape, and I was right. Here's that same ID from WBT that I had shortened up for my own master collection, but had not shortened up on the backup tape. See if you notice the difference, particularly at the end.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Tom McMurray Show, produced exclusively for WBT Charlotte. This is Johnny Olson speaking.
Well, it may be a small point, but Johnny Olson, of course, died just recently, and that's the only ID, that's the only copy of his voice I have anywhere in the collection that also mentions his name. So I made a mistake, and as you could hear, the backup tape has deteriorated somewhat. Let's go on with the 1110 tape here.
Hi, this is Henry Bogan. We'll have the Hello Henry telephone talk show after the news that follows next. Get ready to call and say hello. On Stereo 1110 WBT Charlotte, where there's more going on for you. 8 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt.
WKUG Radio, Post Office Box 86, Washington, Pennsylvania.
This is WMBI and WMBI-FM in Chicago, and your chance to dial the pastor.
Dial
WTIS 1110 Tampa shares the joy of Christ's love all day, every day.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. This is WUHN Pittsfield, the music of your life station.
It's 5 o'clock at the music station, WJML FM AM Petoskey.
Mike Martell, CKJD News.
This is radio station WFBM in Noblesville.
And if your organization has something of interest for our date book, send it in on a 3x5 card in care of WSFW Radio, naturally. It's Post Office Box 1 in Seneca Falls, and guess what? It's free of charge.
Currently in the Valley, 62, 64 in Orange County, at the Beaches, 61, and at 66 at KRLA. I'm Hetty Lynn Hurdies.
Ladies and gentlemen, all oldies, all the time. KRLA, Pasadena.
The Real Time Steel.
Well, that wraps up the 1110 tape, and that's quite a dose of IDs for this month. As a matter of fact, that'll wrap it up for us. Was it Jack Benny who used to say, we're a little late, so good night, folks? We are running just a little late this month, but at the risk of starting a trend here that can get me in a lot of trouble, I would like to publicly thank those who have sent in cassettes and with IDs on them, and encourage you to do more. Because the DX Audio Service is really your club, and mine too. We're all in this together, let's face it. So, you know, if I don't say your name here in the next 15 or 20 seconds, please get in touch with me, get mad, get in touch with me and say, how come you skipped my name? Because I'd like to make sure that my list of who has contributed IDs is complete and accurate. Here we go. Tim Hendel was one of the early ones. Thanks so much. Along with Ron Clark, sent in lots of cassettes with lots of good IDs on them. Bob Walker, Steve Bauer, Phil Wayne, Mike Smith, Ron Clark, Paul Burkhart, my own sons, John and Dan Bowker, Mark Strickert, Jim Watts, and Mike Dugan up in Wisconsin, and Mark Marino out in the West Coast, and Jerry Starr, who does so much for this club, and of course, Fred Vobey. Not enough can be said about Fred. They've all sent in cassettes to me, which are very slowly being integrated in and added to the DX Audio Service. So if I've skipped your name, shoot me. I mean it almost literally. And I'd love to hear from some new members like Virginia Harms and Michael Kastner and Joseph Sorensen. Okay? And any new members who, get a kick out of this column, let us hear from you. Fred will give you my name and address along with the others here during this tape, so you just listen in. Fred, I'm sorry I took so long this month, but I've had a ball doing it. And once again, Fred, congratulations to you and the way you handled the Lima convention of the NRC this year. Fred?
Yeah, thank you very much, John. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself at the convention. I know everyone did. And it was really a treat to see John's car with all his radios mounted in it, air-checking every radio station that is in the area. If you'd like to write to John, or if you'd like to send him a cassette tape of some of the stations in your area, some top-of-the-hour IDs, John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R is the name, 14 Canoe Brook Drive. That's three words, C-A-N-O-E, Brook, B-R-O-O-K, Drive, D-R-I-V-E, in Princeton Junction, Princeton, P-R-I-N-C-E-T-O-N, and just abbreviated J-C-T, period. New Jersey. Zip code is 08550. And as you mentioned, we do have some new members. We have one new member, Paul Mount from Teaneck, New Jersey. And we also have Paul Burkhart signing up for another year here on the DX Audio Service. Phil Wayne is off on a little sabbatical this month there on the Audio Service. He'll be back with us next month with more of Market Scope. You know, being an editor for the Audio Service has a very nice side benefit. You get to speak with people who are very intelligent, witty, and also very entertaining. And one such person is Leonard Kahn. Leonard is probably one of the more pro-AM people in the radio business these days. And I got to speak with Leonard via telephone about a new project he has called Powerside. And Leonard, can you tell us a little bit about what this is?
This is really a new application of independent sideband AM stereo technology, and shows what I believe to be another important application of this technology. What we do, we raise the amplitude of one of the sidebands and reduce the amplitude of the other so that your total modulation remains the same. And the sideband that we increase up its power, we de-emphasize. In other words, we tend to make its frequency response flat. And the weaker sideband, we add pre-emphasis. The reason for all this is that a listener will automatically find himself tuning to whichever sideband is elevated in amplitude because the signal gets louder. The reason we de-emphasize it is so that when they tune over it, they don't hear a harsh sound.
Well, Leonard, what is the benefit from using the Powerside system?
Well, there's an awful lot of benefits, but let me just hit one thing. The reason we provide the increased pre-emphasis on the weak side is so when you center tune with the digital radio, or, you know, where it's 10 kilohertz steps, the pre-emphasis is there, so the station sounds normal. But as to the advantages, it's kind of interesting. If you asked me this question 4 months ago, before the first station went on Powerside, I would have given you a set of answers that advantages that you'd only obtain if you had a tunable, continuously tunable radio like a Walkman or a clock radio or so forth. And I would have told you it doesn't offer one iota of improvement with a digital 10 kilohertz step radio like most of the new cars have. But I was doing that because I wanted to be sure that I didn't tell somebody there was an improvement that I couldn't prove and demonstrate in the laboratory. I could theoretically, but I believe in both. You know, some of the stuff is tricky enough, though, even though you understand it theoretically, you better support it with a laboratory demonstration. Otherwise, you tell people they're going to hear something, they don't, they get rather disturbed, and that's not good business. So anyway, what I would have told you 4 months ago is when you tune the radio over, as I've just explained, you will get an improvement in fidelity because the tuning over, suppose you tune the radio over 3 kilohertz, which is about what you can do with Powerside. If the frequency response of the radio is limited by the IF bandpass or the RF bandpass, the pre-modulation bandpass of the receiver, you will get a improvement in fidelity of 3 kilohertz. So that means you get a 4 kilohertz radio suddenly is 7 kilohertz. That is dramatic. So it's like reaching into the listener's homes and broadbanding the radio. Second of all, the station will take the sideband that they will elevate the amplitude of the sideband furthest away from adjacent channel interference.
So basically what it's doing is it's cutting down the interference from, say, a station which is located several miles out of town and just happens to be skipping in.
Dramatically, and also even co-channel interference unless the station takes the same sideband. By the way, we have a station that just went on in Syracuse, and they're on the same frequency as the New York City station, and one of them is taking the upper sideband, and the other is taking the lower. And I got a report this morning, they just went on last night, that they were able, believe it or not, to hear the New York City station in Syracuse, 13 miles from the antenna, with a Sony stereo radio.
Sounds like it'd be a real good way of fixing up station signal. Now, here's a good question. Now, what about some of these stations that have the critical antenna arrays and 12 towers and very tight patterns that might not have a real good bandwidth in their antenna system?
Well, that's a good question from two areas. Number one, you'd get a significant improvement because the modulated wave is not sensitive to bandwidth, and as a double sideband wave, that has to be symmetrical. So therefore, it would significantly improve, and indeed we're speaking to a number of stations that want to use this just for that purpose. But I really want to give you a few more advantages. I told you what were the advantages 4 months ago. Well, one of the first stations that went on, the WELI in New Haven, Connecticut, their chief found... And we hadn't told him it was going to happen, but the morning after he called me and said this did a dramatic improvement in my, his name is Fred Santor, and he said that it made a dramatic improvement in the ease of tuning the radio, because you could tune it over so far, it made it less critical to tuning. It dropped his co-channel interference from Canada. It made the intelligibility and the fidelity much better. But he said, that's remarkable. I had told him not to expect any improvement whatsoever with the digital. He said, well, he drove through his nulls, and suddenly he is loud and clean in the nulls. And that is kind of important, maybe more important than anything I've said so far, that it dramatically reduces distortion in nulls. It doesn't cure a null that is just weak, but if it's distorted, the reason for the distortion is actually the phase of the carrier and the sidebands are shifting. And if you reduce one of the sidebands and raise the other, you avoid that problem of symmetry requirement. And it is very, very significant. It's like coming out of a balance circuit. Suddenly, the desired modulation shoots up and the distortion shoots down. It's analogous. It's not analogous. It's based upon the improvement that you get from single sideband. The other advantage in KSL in Salt Lake City found this in AB tests. They put it in mainly to reduce splatter from an adjacent channel station, and so they picked the sideband away from that station. But in their tests, AB tests of whether that improved that tuning or not, they found that the fading distortion dramatically reduced, and so did the depth of fading. So this is a very important advantage.
Leonard, let's talk about stereo for a second. And, you know, it started out with about four different systems, and now it's down to you and the other guys. A lot of us have AM stereo receivers and can receive stations. But what is the difference between your system and the other system? I mean, what is the Con AM stereo system?
Ours is an independent sideband system. We transmit the left information on the lower sideband, essentially, and the right information on the upper sideband. And the basic reason we're doing this and why we feel so confident confident about the future is, you know, if you listen, this system is not sensitive. It's a full-time system. It doesn't have problems at night with what we call platform motion, meaning the stereo image floating from one speaker to the other speaker. We also don't have a phenomenon called rain noise, which is due to a decoding mechanism for the other system. So that plus a very compact spectrum makes me extremely certain of the, you know, confident of the future. Plus, you see what you can do with power side. We have one Motorola station, one of the other systems stations that has already implemented this on for nighttime operation, where the advantages of sideman show up so dramatically.
Leonard, we're out of time here on the audio service. I'd like to thank you very much for talking with us about AM stereo and also about your new PowerSide system. And I hope we have a chance to talk with you in the future.
Well, I sure appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners.
Thank you very much, Leonard. Leonard Kahn from Kahn Communications Incorporated, based in New York. And Leonard is one of the more positive people in the subject of AM transmission. And hopefully Leonard will be one responsible for making the AM band have a comeback in the years to come. You know, I was sitting down at the computer tonight, typing out some information concerning the convention. Actually, it was our convention report. And after about the fourth page, I came to realize that everything is pretty well cut and dry, and for the most part, as some people would say, boring. So I started to kind of think about some of the little unknown facts, facts that you don't actually see in the Encyclopedia Britannica, facts that are seldom read about in any NRC publication, facts which Ken Chatterton has no knowledge of back at the Publication Center, nor does Mike Nitter have anything in the database at club headquarters. But just in case you're listening to some talk show on some station, and the question comes up, you will have the answer to this highly critical question. And that is, how much beer, how much pop, and how much munchies were consumed by 45 members of the National Radio Club? And we figured it out, and actually it comes out to 255 cans of beer, 168 cans of pop, 10 bags of Delphus chips, Ted Fleischiger's favorites, I might add, 10 bags of Tostitos, 7 cans of Tostitos dip, 14 packages of chocolate chip cookies, and believe it or not, only 12 cups of coffee. The only thing I have to add after that is that we found out after the entire keg of beer was consumed that the water bill in Lima went up considerably. Little-known facts that you don't always know about. Don't forget, if you're subscribing via the returnable edition, be sure to send your cassette back to us by the 20th. We have to have it back by the 20th. See you on Side 2 with more of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for October 1987.